This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right now, courtesy of Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers, Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good. Have you ever been so good at a job that they've paid you just not to show up?
I do not believe so.
That's a shame. Me neither. That's been one of my goals in life is to be so good or so bad at something. They're like, we will pay you
not to come.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Jimmy Johnson got $2 million to go away. So
because he won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's probably the
one. Herschel Walker got a $2 million clothing allotment to move from Dallas to Minnesota because he had to buy a winter coat.
Oh, well, that is the going rate for good coats nowadays, good coats, or I guess nice. Back then. Now, speaking of money, have you seen 2 years up to $7.5 million extension for Hunter Lipke with a $5 million guarantee? Your thoughts? And this seems to fall in line with Brian Schottenheimer seems to love Hunter Lipke.
Oh, he does. And if, you know, the more we watched in training camp, the more we saw all the different ways that they want to use him, not just as a fullback, sometimes an H-back, sometimes an offset tight end, and sometimes in their nickel offense as the one back. And I think I've said before, not just there to protect the quarterback on a pass rush, but to actually run the ball or go out in pass patterns. So, yeah, he's the proverbial Swiss Army knife and a guy that you like to have on the team. Pretty good blocker, too, by the way, if he's just playing a fullback position. So good for him to another guy that makes the team as an undrafted free agent to get guaranteed $5 million. I guarantee you that's huge for that guy at that position.
How bizarre is it that that guarantee, and I realize it's split over multiple years, is more than twice as much as the entire rest of the running back room, including Phil Maffa combined?
I think it's maybe close. Remember, Javonte Williams has got a $3.5 million cap hit.
No, that's true. But I'm just saying in terms of guaranteed money, he only got $1 million to sign guaranteed.
Oh, you mean guaranteed.
Yeah, that's wild.
Counting against the cap.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Over 2 years. Now he got guaranteed $2 million, right?
Right.
For 1 year.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, you know, it's ability to spend some of the part of the trade didn't include the amount of cap space the Cowboys opened up.
Sure.
Not only this year, but for what, five straight years of, you know, $40 million. So, yeah, they're starting to spend wisely, it would seem.
Mickey, let's look ahead to Philadelphia tomorrow night. What about this team has changed from last year that the Cowboys might be able to take advantage of?
Well, I don't know, take advantage, but I don't think it's entirely the same defense. I see where, they've got their corner, Quinion Mitchell, but they're trying to figure out who's the other cornerback now. So they've got some choices there. I've seen that it looked like it was coming down to between Ja'Cory Bennett and Adoree Jackson. That'll be interesting to see how they fill that spot. But chances are, you go man on one side and you can help double team with the other side. But how much do you want to just single cover either Pickens or Lamb? So that's something the Cowboys are going to have to be able to decipher on how they line up, motion, things like that, to see if they're in man or who's in a double team zone type coverage. So I think that somewhat changes the offensive lines a little bit different. A couple spots are young. But other than that, the main guys are the main guys, right? So I think the big change, and it's not the Eagles change, but this time, unlike last year when they played the Cowboys both times, they're going to have to deal with Dak Prescott.
Yeah, that is a different factor this time. Is it kind of rude of the NFL to shove the defensive tackles from the Eagles right into Booker's face for his first game in the NFL?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh. as Brian Schottenheimer said, what better way to start? You find out where you're at, right? I guess he might have played, not against a Jalen Carter in college. I don't think they met Alabama, Georgia, but I'm sure he's played some big, pretty good defensive tackles in his day. So yeah, now he's going to play one of the best. And you'll see how they're handling the blocking schemes, right? Will the Eagles try to take up the center so he can't help out with the guard on to his right with Booker? Or are they going to just send him out there and go, okay, big boy, this is why we drafted you. Have at it, right? Mm-hmm. That'll be a very interesting matchup to see how he does. And look, he's not going to be perfect. If he's out there for 60 snaps, Carter's going to beat him. He beats a lot of people, right? No matter who you are. Mm-hmm. And now he's got a raw rookie in front of him. So, the TV screen should have, like, before the snap, a circle right there on that matchup each time.
I agree.
Now, Mickey, are you about to have a column coming out talking about how either A, people forgot about how good Dak was, or flavors of the month in the NFL?
I just sent it in, so I'm not sure when they post it. But, yeah, and one of the key things, if I can tease, is, you know, my point was, when you see these top rankings of quarterbacks or top 100s, Dak's not very high.
Right.
And I asked him about it, and he said, funny you should ask. He goes, because when I did the meeting the day before with the NBC crew that were in town, College Work, Tirico, and they have their pre-game meetings with the players, he said, they pointed that out to me. He said, do you think that with all these rankings, and he goes, and I don't know that we've seen them or if you've seen them, but we understand you're not being thought of very highly. He said, do you think people forgot about the 2023 season? And Dak was like, to me, he said, well, you know, it's all about the new shiny car. And again, it's what you have you done for me lately.
Right.
And the one thing I noticed in that NFL.com poll of players, top 100, there's 16 quarterbacks listed in the top 100. And Dak, among those quarterbacks, came in 15th.
Ooh. Did they not know that he finished second in the MVP?
Well, that was the question the NBC crew asked Dak, right? And he was humble and, you know, upright about it and saying, well, you know, I know I didn't play that well or that much last year. And again, it's what have you done for me lately? So, yeah, and my point is, this is a huge lift for this team, whatever all the, you know, and they've got their warts and they got their things that they're going to have to overcome. But getting beat 75-13 last year in two games by the Eagles is not indicative of where maybe the quarterback play can be or will be. And I think you have to remember the last time Dak played the Eagles, it was in December of 2023, and the Cowboys won 33-13.
Okay, I want to ask you about them. By the way, today is the day for contract extensions, as the Mavericks have just reached a 4-year, $90 million extension with PJ Washington. We will circle back around to that. This is something that we've talked about quite a bit, and I can wrap my head around how previous performances do not necessarily impact your, you know, future opportunities. But I keep going back to Dak is 33-8 in the division since he came into the NFL. That's amazing. It's second behind only Patrick Mahomes. And I realize, Mick, that those are past teams and past opponents, but considering how many times you play your divisional opponents and how much carryover there can be, is that a number that matters to you? Or is that like, hey, that's a neat stat, but this is a new year and it is irrelevant?
I think it's a good indicator of what can be, right?
Okay.
Because I think there's assumption that Dak's over the hill. He, you know, can't do this, can't do that. Well, all I can go on is what I see in training camp, right? And he was awfully good, you know, and I think, and stop me if I've said this before, you know, we did a poll of our guys and our staff on the top 10 players in training camp. And I think Dak ended up either one or two on most of the ballots as the top or second top player in camp. And if he wasn't the top, guess who the top player was?
CD.
Micah.
CD Lamb.
Oh, okay.
Well, how did CD Lamb become the top player?
Yeah.
Somebody had to throw him the ball, right?
Joe Milton, obviously.
So that was the level we've seen him practice and play in a scrimmage. Now, I know no one's seen it in the preseason games. Obviously, he did not play. But I thought he was on top of his game. I saw no residual effect of the injury, the surgery, the rehab. And boy, he has worked on doing extra running during practices. Like if he completes a pass and CeeDee Lamb's running 40, 50 yards downfield. Dak's completing the play by running along with him to work on his conditioning and the ability to continue running. So I know they don't want to call a bunch of, you know, run plays for Dak, but if he's got to go, he was going in practices. Now, he knew he wasn't going to get hit. I get it. But I think he was putting in his mind, okay, if I got to run, I got to run. I trust my leg. And let's just go play football.
Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow for game day.
Yes, from Philadelphia downtown.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that. All right, thanks, Mick. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.